Lions Club International, Hotaksam Primary School, Speaking Self-Study Guide, Second Term, P6. Unit 1, Festival Around the World. During Chinese New Year, people visit family and friends, and good wishes are exchanged. Red clothing is worn by some people for good luck. Lion dances are performed and people gather to watch parades and firework displays. In Thailand, huge street parties and friendly water fights are held at the new year. People shoot water guns, throw water balloons, and dump buckets of water on one another. Unit 2, Amazing Countries. Australia is famous for the Great Barrier Reef. It is the world's largest coral reef. It is almost as big as Japan. You can go snorkeling or diving in this wonder of the natural world where many marine animals live. There are many hot springs in and around Sapporo, Japan. Japanese people like sitting in hot springs where the water is warmed by the earth. Japan is famous for its sushi, but it has lots of other delicious foods too, such as ramen and tempura. Unit 3, Save Our Earth. Mother Earth had a bad fever. She hired the famous time-traveling scientist, Dr. Y, to find out what was wrong with her. Dr. Y visited many countries around the world. There was so much air pollution. He did a lot of tests. Next, Dr. Y traveled back in time to 100 years ago to see what Mother Earth was like back then. He wrote a report. Mother Earth's fever is caused by global warming. When people use energy, they create greenhouse gases. These gases make Mother Earth warmer. Unit 5, Memorable Experiences. I will never forget the day when my younger sister Kate won the Best Student Award for P4. Mom and Dad were so excited about her achievement. They took loads of photos of her holding the award. Watching the awards ceremony wasn't easy for me. I wanted to feel happy for her, but I just couldn't do it. Having a brilliant sister makes me feel terrible at times. I feel ashamed of myself for being jealous of my little sister. I just want Mom and Dad to be proud of me. Unit 6, So Long, Farewell. I'm sorry for chatting and not paying attention in class, for not being obedient, for not doing what you asked. You didn't give up on me. Instead, you did your best to teach me that it's wrong to act silly and be a pest. I've never had such wonderful teachers like you before. There's nobody in the world I want to give thanks to more. So thank you for teaching me the importance of school. Now I get top grades, never misbehave, follow every rule. I love learning and have decided to become a teacher too. My future looks very bright, and it's all because of you.